Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Cloud Security Alliance's podcast series, CSA Security Update. I'm your host, John DeMaria. CSA is the world's leading organization dedicated to defining and raising awareness of best practices to help ensure a secure cloud computing environment. We harness the subject matter expertise of industry, associations, governments, and members to offer the best in research, education, certification, events, and products. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of CSA Security Update. I am John DeMaria, your host. And today, we're going to cover a subject that we've been getting a lot of questions about, quite frankly, in terms of the journey of STAR Level 2, in particular, STAR certification. And, you know, what is that gap between, you know, like a 27001 and a CSA STAR? You know, does it have to be one audit, two audits? You know, people, there's a lot of confusion around that process and the journey. So today we have with us one of our accredited, approved CSA STAR certifying bodies from Bar Advisory of Cameron Klein, who is a director of Attest Services at Bar Advisory, and he leads a team of more than 8 dozen cyber risk advisory consultants in performing audits against frameworks, including CSA STAR 27001 and SOC 2, and really plays a key role in building and maintaining the relationships with clients. So he has several industry certifications, which, by the way, includes the CCSK and 27001 lead auditor. Cameron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. Really excited to be on here. Really looking forward to talking through, you know, some of these challenges our clients may be facing in the ISO 27001 certification process, particularly adding on the CSA STAR Level 2 certification. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So let's get started just sort of explaining to the audience. Always like to help them understand about your particular journey into cloud security and what led you and Bar to specialize and take on the CSA STAR for your 27001 engagements.
Yeah, definitely. When I started my career, I started at a Big Four accounting firm. And with our clients, they were large enterprise clients. A lot of them were still on legacy systems, and didn't have as much modern technology as we may see in some newer companies or some startup companies. And that really drove me to want to join Bar Advisory as a whole, just because I knew that we were working with smaller companies that embraced changes in technology and embraced kind of the more modern technology stack we see today. And then as far as specializing in ISO 27001, as well as some other standards like 27701 and working towards 42001, this all really came through conversations with our clients and understanding what the need was in the market. And that's what kind of led us to CSA STAR Level 2 certifications as well. That being about 2 years ago, where we had a client come to us, say, you know, we needed this. Can we explore this? Myself and a bunch of our team members looked into this and really saw the opportunity, specifically with being able to, you know, obtain a second certification along with your ISO certification. With that being the CSA STAR Level 2 can be posted on the public registry. And really, we just recognized the growing importance of cloud security and compliance about 2 years ago. And, you know, we've been really prioritizing that and looking into that ever since.
Yeah, so sounds great. And you sort of answered one of my other questions I was thinking about was, you know, 27001, SOC 2, those types of standards are, you know, really baseline standards in a lot of ways. However, though, people kind of say, well, you know, I have 27001, You know, how does this fit in? You know, how does CSA Star complement 27001 in strengthening, you know, strengthening and understanding required cloud security controls?
Yeah, definitely. And I like to kind of think of CSA Star Level 2 based on the cloud control matrix as really just an add-on to 27001, specifically for clients or customers that are really trying to hone in on cloud-specific controls. So ISO does an amazing job of having a great general standard that will cover all types of clients and customers, whether they're on-prem, in the cloud. And for CSA Star or CSA Level 2, based on the cloud control matrix, that really expands on the cloud controls and is able to show your customers, you know, that you're prioritizing security specifically for the cloud, and able to show that, you know, to not only your customers, but also your shareholders, your stakeholders, any interested parties.
So I think it's fair to say, for instance, so when you're doing a 27001 assessment, and I have to comply with CSA Star or really any other standard, I suppose, I guess it's fair to say that you're actually embellishing upon your controls that you have. In other words, you're not necessarily adding 197 new controls. You're sort of showing how that you're working on the deltas, I guess, rather than adding new controls. So you're not actually, you know, you're trying to use your current SOA, I suppose, rather than adding a bunch of new controls. Is that fair to say?
Exactly. Yeah. So I know, especially as, you know, our clients will go through level one, which is more of the self-assessment, you know, they'll see the 190 plus controls, mm-hmm. And kind of think through and be like, oh, is this going to be, you know, double of what we currently have in our current ISO cert? And the fact of the matter is it definitely is not double. You know, typically we'll chat with our clients and say, point out specific controls within the CCM, you know, whether it's related to change management or access control, and be able to show them that those map over very well to the standard Annex A controls that are in place for ISO 27001. Mm-hmm. And then if anything, you know, as they're going through their ISO, setting up their ISO and ISMS, what they'll do is identify any of those gaps and or any additional risks that come from the risk assessment, and be able to add those controls onto their Annex A to ensure that they're covering not only Annex A controls and the effectiveness of their ISMS, but also the CCM and being able to attain CSA level 2 for that.
Yeah. And I suppose, you know, if they know, you know, you mentioned level 1 and they're going to declare the shared responsibility model and what they're, you know, if they understand that, I would guess, you know, adding Star sort of sets you apart, you know, I mean, in terms of your competition or those that don't have Star. Is that really, I mean, what's the bigger advantage there? What's the advantage of, you know, adding the CCM controls versus someone who's just, you know, could be a cloud provider, but is just basically 27001 certified?
Yeah. And that's a great question. And, you know, as with anything, if you're able to show your customers and your shareholders, you know, that you're prioritizing security, taking the next step in expanding your, you know, security maturity, and able to show that you're, you know, really pursuing additional reports and services, that's always looks good. As well as being able, you know, to list your name next to some of the biggest household names in the industry, whether it's at AWS or Google, just being able to show that you're on the same level, that being level 2, as those, you know, large cloud service providers. And again, like it really just shows that you're, you know, really focusing on cloud security and being able to expand on 2701.
Yeah, and I'm always the shared responsibility model always impresses me, because I think, you know, raised a lot of eyebrows when that was added, because now people had to think about, oh, gee, whose responsibility is this really? And if it's shared, you know, how is it shared? You know, what are each other's responsibilities? So
yeah,
that, to me, it works really well.
Exactly.
I mean, so, you know, organizations like yours, you know, that you're accredited to do STAR, you've shown the ability, you guys are trained, so on and so forth. And, you know, not everybody is going to do STAR, and some people are going to do, you know, 27001, but even from that perspective, you know, what's the advantages of working with a firm like yours who can actually do both, you know, STAR level 2 and 27001? I mean, what are some insights, you know, from that perspective?
Yeah, that's definitely a great question. And I would say some of the main advantages are that, you know, maybe you're not ready to take on CSA STAR level 2, and maybe you just have a current need for ISO 27001. The good thing is that we'll be able to, you know, listen to you, talk with you throughout the years, and really understand your customers' requirements. And as you go through the process, you know, you may not be ready for STAR level 2 at this point, but when the time comes, we're able to help and guide you, you know, and really just alleviate any type of anxiety you would have with taking on, you know, another standard or set of controls. And it's just really helpful to have an auditor that can really be a one-stop shop for all things, all cybersecurity needs. You know, and we also offer like other services and things along those lines. And we understand that like you're not going to utilize us for every, you know, report or every attestation, every certification, but we want to be there and really serve as, you know, an advisor throughout your cybersecurity journey. And I think that really shows with some of our clients. You know, we've had clients from 5 years ago that, you know, were 20 people, and now looking forward 5 years ahead, they've added on multiple services with us and with other auditors, but we've been there every step of the way, you know, to see them grow to a more enterprise level client with 500 employees. So really just having that auditor and that advisor there to really help, you know, guide you through your journey is super important. And, you know, we've heard that from our clients that they appreciate, you know, us being available to have those conversations.
Yeah. And I would think that, yeah, it's the same thing. It shows that you are well-versed in cloud security. So even if it's a CSP and they just have 27001, you say maybe STAR is the next step, but you've got that even during your 27001 assessments, you know, you've got that cloud security information behind
exactly.
You. Yeah. Same way with, yeah, really, I guess any other standard. And, you know, I want to continue our discussion about, you know, this overlap between STAR and 27001 standards. I guess the fact that, you know, we've established that you integrate this into your current controls, it's not something you do in addition to. So what is that? Now that you're doing that overlap, so you're embellishing upon, like, say, those NXA controls, and as you say, you do the level one, and then you close that gap. You know, what's the advantage of that for CSPs versus, you know, versus having like two separate audits?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's really a big advantage is just efficiencies, and being able to be able to have a certification against two different set of standards and requirements, and just to like add a little more detail into how the overlap can occur. So which we'll do is, we'll look at your Annex A controls as determined by your risk assessment or set forth by the standard, and or set forth by the standard. And we'll really, take a look at those, provide a type of mapping that shows, as we're going over Annex A control X, we'll be able to cover these five CSA CCM controls. So that shows like as we're performing the ISO audit, but it also able to conclude on the other five CCM controls that are set forth by the cloud control matrix and CSA. So it's really kind of that approach of test once, utilize across many frameworks. We're really able to do that with this overlap.
People, when people look at that and they see the extra work that has to be done or the increased and efforts that they had to put, and there are mandates, there are some mandates that have come out for STAR. Others are starting to build mandates, but it's not it's not totally mandated across every across all the ecosystems. So people would tend to ask, so I know that you probably have these conversations with clients and you talk about STAR, and of course to them at that point it's like, well, what's the return on my investment here, because I don't have to do this, but it could be a competitive advantage, possibly. What do you tell customers when they say, well, what is the impact? What's the what is the positive impact I could expect, from for my customers and stakeholders?
And it really is, again, just being able to show that you're prioritizing security at your current company. And that is definitely a main advantage of that. And again, specifically to cloud related controls within the CCM. So within there, if you take potentially a more general Annex A control in ISO, you may see five more specific controls related to that more general Annex A control in ISO. So it really just expands on that. And your customers or your shareholders may want to know not only if you're, approving changes and things along those lines, but how specifically are you approving them? All of the details related to that, as well as those additional controls to be able to show, the level of detail that you're doing within those controls. And again, I know I've gone back to this a few times, but being able to be listed next to any type of, household name, whether it's an AWS or a Google, if you're showing that you're at that same standard as them, those companies, obviously have are relatively trusted within the industry when it comes to security, specifically in the cloud. If you're able to be listed next to them, that's able to show your customers that you're at that same standard of them, which I think, CSA does an amazing job of doing with the public registry.
Yeah, that's a good point, and you're right. 'Cause I always tell people you're sometimes judged by the company you keep, and the fact that, as you mentioned, Google, Microsoft, AWS, and so on, the fact that they're doing it. I mean, these are companies that have choices, right? So they consider this critical enough that they want to have this certification and under their belt, and so that speaks volumes for the value, I think, and the criticalness of addressing the cloud control sector specific requirements
Exactly.
as well. So our obviously our listeners, quite a diverse audience, some professionals, some are just getting started, implementers, auditors. So I always have to ask, what's your tips for service providers that are aiming to achieve compliance with CSA Star Level 2, what would be, you know, sort of your quick abridged roadmap?
Yeah, I think there are definitely a few main points when you're starting your cybersecurity compliance journey. The first being, you know, take a step back, understand, you know, your company, you know, where is the data coming in and out? What type of infrastructure do we have? Things along those lines. You know, as well as listening to what your customers need or want from a security perspective or a compliance perspective. And from there, you can really start to build your roadmap. You know, if you're a startup company that, you know, you may not have as much experience in compliance or anything along those lines, your customers or prospective customers typically will understand that you're, you know, a newer firm that may not have as mature of a security posture or compliance posture, communicating with your customers and prospective customers to let them know, you know, this is our roadmap, this is what we're pursuing. And typically that's something that they will, you know, really love to see, to be able to see that you're really prioritizing that security and compliance journey. And then from a little more like detailed approach, you want to make sure you're surrounding yourself with the, you know, valuable industry professionals, as well as partners. So in this day and age, we have a, you know, great network, whether it's on LinkedIn, you know, several conferences around the country, places where people are really, you know, excited to share their expertise in different areas. Being able to surround yourself with those individuals is extremely beneficial in your journey, because some of these experts in the industry have been in your same shoes before. So really being able to like, and the next point I would say would probably be, you know, finding a partner that works with you and is available throughout, you know, your entire process over those years. Being able to have someone that can speak to different standards, different requirements, different industry trends, that's extremely beneficial. And even if you're not, you know, signing up for all of your services that you need with them, you know, they're going to put you and provide the correct referrals for service providers that can help you out in anything related in your compliance journey.
Yep. Yep. And I didn't, and we didn't touch very much on the, cause you mentioned maturity, and it just prompted me to remember the maturity model or the maturity assessment organizations get. You know, I think that was another huge addition to STAR certification, was the fact that, you know, not all controls are created equal and you're only as good as your weakest link. So the maturity assessment provides organizations with that internal report that says, hey, here's the things you do good and here's the things you don't do very well. So I think from a budget perspective, even resources, it helps you pinpoint sort of where are the areas you should be concentrating on and not spending money on areas that are already proven to be mature from that perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So take out your crystal ball and let's ask, you know, let's sort of talk about quickly, you know, from your experiences, what do you see as the trends that are coming through cloud security and compliance, and how should service providers, which is some of the things they should be prepared for, and the evolution of cloud security, and of course, you know, AI's, you know, coming into play here very quickly. So yeah, just kind of give us your sort of look into the future here.
Yeah, definitely. And this may be kind of a basic answer here to start, but, you know, definitely seeing new companies that are spinning up, they're almost solely in the cloud and using a cloud service provider. So definitely continuing to see that. As far as a trend, also you touched on this earlier, John, but the shared responsibility model, and, you know, which controls or what parts of our infrastructure are relying on cloud service providers to handle and manage. So really being able to identify that, document that, be able to speak with your auditors and other stakeholders or other stakeholders that may ask, you know, are you responsible for encrypting this data or managing your encryption keys? You know, being able to know the answer to that, where you're able to say, no, we're not responsible. XYZ cloud service provider is responsible for, you know, provisioning and deprovisioning our encryption keys. So really that shared responsibility model is where I'm seeing kind of the industry and going forward.
Okay. Yeah. And you're right. I agree 100%. And it really raised, as I said, raised a lot of interest and eyebrows, and people had to sort of, you know, lay out those responsibilities. And even users, enterprise organizations can use that same process to help understand what those users, what their responsibility is. So yeah, it's a great discussion and covered a lot of topics and areas that, you know, we get questions on and cleared up a lot of gray. So really appreciate you taking the time out. I always tell people just to keep your inbox manageable. I always tell people best way to get a hold of you is is LinkedIn, or I guess your website. Is it baradvisory.com or?
Yep. That's our website. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I know I appreciate you trying to keep my inbox clean, but I'm happy to share my email as part of this as well.
Okay.
So probably that'd be up to you.
Yeah, sure. No, you could share it. If you want to share it now, that'd be great.
Sure. It's CKLINE@baradvisory.com.
Okay. Awesome. So there you go. So great. Well, again, thank you very much for the time you put in and taking time out to answer all these questions, and appreciate it. And I'm sure we'll be touching base again. And also, anyone who wants to find out more about this, obviously you can go to cloudsecurityalliance.org, and you can actually see Bar Advisory on our approved assessment firms section as well. So you can read more about that. And it's great. So again, Cameron, thank you, and have a great rest of the week.
I appreciate it, John. Thank you so much. Have a good one.